I'm going to tell my story now. There were these two people that were married, and they were living together, and they had one son. Their son also had a wife, and they were in this country. But they were living by the beach, and they had these two couples that were married that were real good friends of theirs. But these two parents, their son's daughter, never had any children. They've been married for a long time, how many years? But they never had any children. There were these kids that've been married as long as they have out there, and then they had kids, and they had some in their back, but them, they didn't have any. Finally, when they were out again, that woman heard them say, and they were laughing at her, saying, "See, that woman never have any kids." See, they'd talk about her, laugh at her, and that woman, I mean, she didn't like it. She was sad. And so finally, when this man went out, this couple's son went out, he always got everything, like caribou or sealskin, everything. They never ran out of food. And then finally, when they were living together for a while, she felt something so different. That woman that never had a baby, she felt real uncomfortable. Her stomach felt like it was getting real, real hard, but it was real slow for a long time. And then she finally figured that she was pregnant. And then her parents always went out. And then when they go out, they'll be gone all day. And her husband also, when he went out, never went home all day. And then one day when she was alone, it was getting kind of late. It was late in the evening. She felt like she was going to have a baby, and she was cooking. That place where they used to cook in this long porch, and it was right by the porch where they used to cook a long time ago. That's where it was open, and that's where the women used to cook instead of inside the house. It was right by the porch by the door. They call it a place where they cook. That's where they made meat and everything. And then while she was cooking, she wanted to have a baby, so she went inside and got this caribou skin. And then when she went in there to get it, her labor stopped. And then every time she started to have a baby, her labor stops. Finally, she kept going back and forth and bringing that caribou skin in. And then finally, when she was in labor again, she went in there and got the sealskin poke. And then when she did, she finally had the baby. And she looked at the baby and she couldn't recognize it. It didn't even look human. So she said, I wouldn't want to show him to my parents, nor to my husband. So she wrapped it up in that sealskin poke, and she hid it behind their bed. She hid it. And then the baby stayed there. And then finally she went out and she started cooking and everything. And then I guess at those times they didn't rest after they had a baby. They just went right straight to work. It didn't matter if they just had the baby a few minutes early, they start working. They didn't rest whatsoever. It's just like not having a baby before. And then her parents didn't know that she had the baby, but they went home and they didn't know nothing. They didn't know what had happened. And then finally, they lived like that for a while, and they finally found that baby, that grandmother. She was digging around by the bed, and she found that baby. And then that woman said, don't open it, don't open it. That was her mother-in-law that she was saying that to. And then she put the baby on her back and then started going anywhere. But she never took him off the cover. Unless she'd have him on her back and take her out and went out with him. Just like any other woman, she put the baby on her back and went out. But she had the baby on her back for how many years, and it never grew. And then finally those people start laughing at her again. They said, they laughed at her and they said, look at all our kids that were born the same time as your baby was. Ours are running around and you still have the baby on your back. But yours never grew. And then finally their father always held the baby, but he never seen it. And because she didn't like for him to see it. And then it was one of the years she heard a noise. She heard a lot of noise out there. And then she went right in there, and there was her husband. He had already died, and he had a big cut right on her throat. And also her parents had died, and they had their throats sticking out. And they had it on her back, and then they decided to see the baby while they were holding on to it, and that baby killed them instantly. Her husband and her parents, they killed both. And she said, oh my God, oh, I feel awful. So the next day, it was in the winter time or fall time, she got up early in the morning and nobody was even awake. She started walking. She put the baby on her back. And it had a cover on there. And she took that little ulu that they put around their neck. That's the only thing she took with her when she went. They call it a ulu, or a woman's knife is what that woman carried that she had around her neck. So she walked that's why she took the seal poke, is so that she could eat. She seen a, and there was nobody living. It was getting to be where it forms ice. Had somebody living there, but it was God lived there. She could tell by his man finally went home. That man said, I hear somebody went in my house. If you are a man, you are not going to live. That's what the man said. But then, if you are a man, you are not going to live. And then that woman in her mind was real happy that when she was a woman, she was real happy she wasn't a man. And that man went inside. And there was food all over. And then he hunted and everything and got all those. And all those food and everything he got. But he didn't have a wife. But he was a real good hunter. Whether he went to the beach or whether he went up up on the river or anywhere, he always had food because he was a real good hunter. And then finally in the evening, that man said, go ahead, go to sleep on the floor. It's time to go to bed. That man didn't even bother her. And then it was one day. And then that man went away. And then he'll go out hunting and he'll come back. And then every day they get together. Every day they'll get closer together, both of them. And then finally on the fifth day, they were married again, which is a tradition long time ago. They become wife. It was always like that, and it'll always be a tradition. That's how they always had it. They got married on the fifth day when they were together, if they liked each other. But that baby she had her on her back, that man always carried it, and then that woman always had it on her back if that man wasn't carrying it. But she knew that it was a boy. But it never grew. And then he'll sing for it. He'll sing and play with it. He just loved that baby. And then one day, when they were living like that again while she was cooking, out by the door, she heard an explosion. And then she fainted. She didn't know what happened. All she knows is that she fainted. And then when she finally woke up, she seen stars. There was no house. Nothing. She was outside. And then she finally sat down and she started looking around. And then he seen that thing that had her son on there. There was nothing. It was right by her. Somebody had moved it right by her. And she was surprised because the house wasn't there. And then right alongside of the baby, it was something real thin, like a snake. Like a real thin snake, those real long ones. And then it was cut up. And then while that man was holding on to it, he decided to see that what was inside that baby or how it looked like. And that's why it exploded. And then that man, when it exploded, changed into a serpent. But that baby with the hand just cut it all in pieces, just slid it in pieces and killed it. That man wasn't really a man. It was a serpent that had turned into a man so that she could be his wife. That's why it changed into a serpent, that man. Or that serpent changed into a man. And that's what happened. And then that man wanted to see that baby so much that it got cut up and he died. And then she decided to go again because she thought, boy, I am not going to go back. No, I'm not going to go back. So she packed up and took off again towards some people's houses. And then she kept walking and she'll get by a little hill and she'll go to sleep. And then in the daytime she'll walk and walk. And then finally she finds some tracks. It's just some person's track. And then in the woods that were cut by axes were getting newer and newer. And she knew that she was getting closer to people again. And then finally they got newer and newer. You could tell by the axes, by those cuts, that they got newer and newer. And then you could see where they used to get the woods and everything, where they picked up woods, that they were getting nearer, that she was getting nearer to people. And then finally, while she was going, she seen a place on a point. The other side of the point, she seen them. She seen a land. So she went up inland, and without reaching them, she went to sleep. She was worried, that's why. She was real worried. The reason why she was worried was because of her son. So finally, while she slept and everything, and it was in the evening, she said, maybe I should go there. Let's see how it will be again. We'll see what will happen. And then while she was thinking that way and worrying, the baby felt heavy, real heavy. And she was still worrying. And then she knew, she felt it getting real heavy. And then she could feel hands going around her waist. And then she could feel legs going around her waist. And she was still worried. And that baby grew into a person. And then it was like a person when she took it down. But it didn't look like a person. But it could talk. And then that baby talked to the mother and said, I went to help you because I felt sorry for you. I went to you. I wanted to be your son. But that time when I was born from you, instead of putting me aside, I would have been like a person. I would have been like a person's body, but you hid me. That is why I'm not as I am. That baby kept talking to it. You know, they were magicians at that time. He said, but now you already grew and I want to grow up like a normal person, but please, that mother said, please don't murder those people, because you could talk. And the one that was like a person shrinked into a baby again, just like a baby. And then you could see the hands, the head, everything, but it didn't look human again. It didn't look like a person whatsoever. It had a body of a person, but it didn't look like a person. So the woman took the baby on her back again and left that morning. And then, so he went to this place in the corner, not very far away, and he met these two, mother and the father. And they were the same age as her son. They had a son the same age, and they were the same age as her. But that little baby could walk. And they were both the same, just exactly the same, where she stayed with those people. They just the image of them, not how they looked like, but how well that they were built, how tall they were. They played around. But that little boy, that woman's little boy, didn't look human. And they grew up together. And then finally, they could run around outside with all those kids without their parents. But those people she stayed with, she said, "My son, you better not treat my son bad. He is not human. I'm scared of him. Just treat him good. That's my son. I made him, but I'm ashamed of him." And that little would talk to those people. He said, "Boy, you better not fight him. I grew up with them. Just don't never fight my brother." Or he called him his brother, even though it wasn't, because they lived together. And then finally they grew up. And then all of them, they grew up. They weren't babies anymore. And then one day, one of those boys made fun of him, laughed at him, because he was different, because he didn't look good. And then all of a sudden, he didn't know what happened. One of those guys, when they seen him, they finally found that boy. He had already died. That it had opened up again on the throat, and his tongue was sticking out. That's what happened to him. And then after that, everybody got scared of him. Everybody, even the older people, were scared of him. And they said, "Don't, you better treat him good." But those people went, gave food to that man, that young man, the one that was always killing these people, and her mother. They treat him like just perfect. They didn't have to go out hunting or anything until he grew up. And then now they could go out hunting. They could go get caribou. And then finally, every time they see caribou, they'll get close to them. And then he'll get in front of them. He'll turn his back towards that young kid. And the minute he turns his back towards them and towards the caribou, all the caribou will die. Just one look at him and they die. All he has to do is just open the front of him, the breast part of him. And then every time they die, they'll have their throat out. They'll be slit open. And so they never ran out of food. They always had things to eat. And then he'll kill those caribou right away. And whale, he was a great whale hunter. And then they got this big bird, and they killed him. So he had a park made out of birds. And it was that woman's son, the one that always killed people. And then when he put it on, he'll never go home for days at a time. And finally they went across this river to the beach. He seen a woman in one of these countries, and he fell in love. And then he went home. And then when he went home, he made a boat. He built a boat. And then he made a boat. And he wanted to take his family across. And then he sat in the back and took them where he wanted to take them. And then when they took off with the whole family, boy, they were fast. They went across to the beach, to that salt lake or the ocean. And then they stayed there for a while. And then they went back again. They stayed there for a while. Every time the ones that went across over there, they just couldn't cross it. So they had to return. And then when they returned, that man kept thinking about that woman. He was in love. So he went with his bird feathers, his bird parka, and went to that woman and flew her home. And then they lived together for a while. And then they start crossing over to that river again towards this ocean with his parents. And his parents found out that he had a wife. The woman's son, the one that didn't look good. He said, "That man don't look good, but he is a fine man." He said, "Don't ever do anything to him." So they start hunting again. And with the boats, the one that went across, they went back and forth, just going back and forth all the time. And then they eat all kinds of food, whether it be caribou, walrus, all kinds of food. And then they went back. And then when they went back and went home, his parents, he remembered his parents. He said, "Hey, I forgot all about my parents that we left behind." So they seen him go towards the ocean. He faced them. He faced the people and went backwards into the ocean and disappeared. And then when they found out what he was a crab. And then that's why with his fingers, that's how he killed those people. And his wife really loved him. But he had to return. He had to return to his parents. And that's the end of the story. That is from my grandfather. That is from his grandmother's brother, and his name was Kallu. That is where I got the story from. That's where he learned it from Nortak. That's where they lived at. And my name is Michael Jimmy Kayutak. That's who I am. And my grandfather is Arnasagak. My grandmother is Kungusik. Those are old people. Those old people are my parents.